Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
As we have seen, the first subject that Paul addresses in his second Corinthian epistle is the subject of suffering, but more specifically, the subject of comfort in suffering. And that is an interesting subject, and we've already introduced it on previous broadcasts, so that we're moving along in what Paul says at this point. But I simply remind you that he tells us, first of all, that the source of comfort is God, always. If there's any true comfort, it ultimately comes from God, though he mediates it through other people. But the source of comfort is God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort. But secondly, he tells us what is the reason for comfort, and that is in verse 4, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And this is vitally important, to understand that God comforts us so that we will be able to minister comfort to others. That tells us that indeed we do receive comfort from other people. There are people that we turn to for comfort. I started to say instinctively turn to for comfort, but only instinctively in the sense that they probably have been people that were able to comfort us on previous occasions, and so we return to that human source of comfort again. But if there is true comfort that actually comes from that person, it comes from them because God has enabled them to do it. They don't always even have to be a believer for that to be true. God can minister to us through unbelievers. God is not limited. God is all-powerful. God can use Balaam, who was, from all I can tell, an apostate prophet, but nevertheless uses that prophet to accomplish his purposes. So God can use anyone. God uses heathen kings. God uses all kinds of people to accomplish his purposes, and God can minister comfort to you through others, even when they are not Christians, but not as likely to be effective and successful as the comfort that you will receive from a seasoned saint of God. And so we'll get back to that in a moment, but thank you for joining us on this Thursday, August 25. And thanks for remembering our financial needs for the broadcast and helping with them if God enables you to do so. Yes, the source of comfort is God, but the reason for comfort, and here's the point, the reason for comfort is, and this is hard for us to understand or at least to accept sometimes, but the reason for comfort is not primarily for our personal comfort. Did you hear me? The reason God comforts us in our tribulation is not primarily so that we will receive and experience and feel comfort, but rather to equip us to minister to others. That's the point. We grow through suffering, as we respond to God's comfort to us in suffering. So think that through again as I read verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Is there comfort available to the children of God in their trials, difficulties, and sorrows? Yes, emphatically, there is. God is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. But what is the primary purpose for God comforting us? Primarily not to put balm on our wounds and to jack us up emotionally. That's what we generally are looking for. That's what we're generally thinking about. But we need to think a little more biblically and a little more servant-like in our approach, because God doesn't comfort us so that we'll feel better. I feel bad. I need comfort. Oh, yes, thank you, God, for comforting me. God comforts us to equip us to comfort others. That's such an important point. We are so hung up on the need for personal comfort that we miss the purpose for God's comfort, but it is to equip us to minister to others. And it is in suffering that God equips us. We grow through suffering in our ability to minister to others. We grow in our suffering to a greater understanding of God's Word. We grow in our suffering to a greater understanding of God Himself. We grow through suffering as we respond to God's comfort to us. Now, the question is, how does God comfort us in suffering? And that is not told us here, but I'll give you some answers that I find elsewhere in the Word. But again, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Now, in many cases, I'll get back to the answer that I was going to give you a moment ago after I say this. In many cases, the people that we are going to minister to are people who don't know the Lord, or at least they ought to be people who don't know the Lord. We should be reaching out to our friends, to our neighbors, in their times of sorrow, and praying that God will use us to be an instrument of grace to them. And how does that work, by the way? Well, it works in different ways. Just going to somebody in their time of need and sorrow and consoling them and praying with them, praying for them, praying with them, always asking for permission to do so. If it's an unbeliever, well, it would be a bad idea in any case, but a believer is always going to say yes. But you might say something like, would you mind if I had a word of prayer with you? You might even say, depending on what kind of response you seem to be receiving, would you mind if I shared a verse of Scripture with you and then had a word of prayer with you? You have wonderful opportunities to minister to people in their times of suffering. They've suffered the loss of a loved one in death. That's really tough for an unbeliever. They don't know how to handle that. They don't have any hope in that. We who know the Lord have hope, particularly when the loved one who died was also a believer. So we know that they are with the Lord, and we know that we shall see them again. They're not gone permanently. They've just gone away for a little while. They're not lost to us. They are just simply relocated to where we're going to be with them someday. But unbelievers don't have that kind of hope. But these are wonderful opportunities to minister to someone when they've just been told that they have a terminal illness. Wow, that's a tough one. Well, go to them and comfort them. But here's the thing. I started to say, many times the reason that this comfort becomes a real door of opportunity is because of your suffering that is similar. I remember when I was diagnosed with serious cancer, and this goes way back to 1984, I couldn't believe the number of times that people reached out to me saying something like, I have been diagnosed with cancer and I know you'll understand because you've had cancer. And it really opened the door of opportunity. Not just then, at the time of my initial diagnosis, when I was struggling with it myself, but even more effectively in the days thereafter, the months and years thereafter. I know you'll understand what I'm going through because I know you've been through it. Well, that's a wonderful time to say, here's what God showed me. Here's what God taught me. Here's how God strengthened me. Here's how God comforted me in my time of cancer. And so when you've had an experience of suffering, the loss of a loved one, the death of a child, the death of a spouse, all kinds of things, and you see someone else who's experiencing the same thing, that's a wonderful time to go to them and not to make the focal point you. You don't go to them and start talking about your loss. Don't make it about you. But it's appropriate to say, I do understand how you feel. I lost my oldest child. I know what you're suffering. Now let me tell you how God helped me at this time. But now back to the question, how does God minister comfort to us in times like this? Well, three things primarily. Number one, through prayer. And we are driven to prayer. Aren't we driven to our knees more during times of suffering than other times? These times of trial and tribulation and pain and sorrow and disappointment, they remind us of our need of Him, and that's a good thing. When God makes us feel our need of Him and drives us to Him in prayer, that is a good thing, and the God of all comfort comforts us in all our tribulation when we are on our knees before Him in prayer. What else? Through the Word. It's awful easy for Christians, even Christians, yes, to get busy and neglect the Word. We shouldn't. We know we shouldn't. But sometimes life gets so busy. And then God in His perfect wisdom, gives us a whack, a blow. And it staggers us. And it knocks us to our knees. And it drives us to the Word. Oh, we didn't have time before. We were busy, 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 busy. But now somehow the urgency of the need will manufacture the time that we said we didn't have, but we do. It's just a matter of rearranging things and deciding what's most important. And in the Word of God, we find the comfort of God. What else? I said three things. Number one, prayer. Number two, the Bible. And number three, the fellowship of the saints. God has designed the fellowship of believers to minister to the needs of believers. We comfort one another. We exhort one another. We pray for one another. We encourage one another. We become instruments of God to minister His comfort to one another. How poor is that believer who does not have a fellowship of believers of which she is a part, in which she has, and of course I mean he or she, has developed good relationships among other believers that will come to your side in times of difficulty. That's how the God of comfort comforts us in all our tribulation. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.